Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
Niall O'Brien, he's on the line. How are you getting on, Niall?
I'm doing very well. I really enjoyed listening to Joe there talking about, I'm a secret Ballycus Angel fan. I really loved it. And I remember the episodes that he was talking about the sheep and trying to make it look like there were more sheep if they were counted by satellite. So what a lovely, I'd love to pick his brains and hear all of those stories that he was talking about.
Oh, do you know what? I'd say there's a little documentary you could make about Joe. I'd say there is. Yes, I'd say we could explore that further. Absolutely. Watch this space. But get into your good self, and we are talking about our competition first of all.
That's right, our regular segment, Who's That Talking Now? Identify the voice of the mystery actor or filmmaker. We'll give you a pair of tickets to the Omniplex Cinema for the film of your choice.
Yes, and they have lots of locations in the local area here. The Omniplex Deluxe venue in Drogheda, Omniplex Dundalk and Omniplex in Balbriggan. There's some fantastic films out now. You gotta see them on the big screen, omniplex.ie. I haven't had a sneaky listen in advance. There's lots going on here this morning.
But busy this morning.
Do we need a clue or are we all good?
I think it's easy enough. It's always somebody that is in one of the things that we're talking about today. So
okay, here it is. Who is this talking now for your chance to win cinema tickets?
Well, when I got the part for Tyrannosaur and Paddy Considine, I think that changed my life, that film.
Oh, fantastic. Listen, completely, we know who that is. Come on now.
Great actor.
Yes. So one would say the royalty, really, of acting, one could say.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
086 1800 658. Who is that talking now? Okay, we're going straight to Golden Globes. And what an absolutely fantastic ceremony it was, particularly for the Irish. Come on, the Irish.
It was great. Like, the big winners were The Fabelmans, which won Best Drama, directed by Steven Spielberg, and he won Best Director as well. But the other big winner was Banshees of Inisherin, which won Best Film, which is in the music or comedy section because they separate them out. And of course, Colin Farrell won Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy. And it gave a fantastic speech, which I had a whole thing written about crunching.
Oh, listen now.
But you stepped on my toes.
Build a bridge. Build a bridge there now. Yeah. Come on now. Niall messaged me. We'll just let the listener peek behind the curtain here. Niall messaged me it was very strong tones in his message about the fact
it was all
mentioned the crunching of cornflakes.
Yeah.
It was. But had I not mentioned the crunching of cornflakes, we wouldn't have had Joe. So, you know what I mean? It's all no reason.
Joe, so there we go. Yes, everything works out. Yeah. Best Actor in a Drama was won by Austin Butler for Elvis, which I think he was fantastic in that. The best thing about that film. And Best Actress in a Drama was Cate Blanchett for Tar. Which
I've seen the trailer.
Right. Yeah. I don't think it's been out here yet, but it's a very interesting film. Yeah. So, yes, I'll reserve until it is out, and I'll talk about it maybe then. But the other speech that I saw, apart from crunching of cornflakes and Colin Farrell, was Kei Hui Kwan. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing that correct, who won Best Supporting Actor for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And people would know him from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom when he was a child actor, and then The Goonies as well. And it really, I cannot say look at that speech, it had me in tears because he talks about how he thought his career, like he had peaked as a child, and he has worked constantly, mostly as I think as a fight coordinator, but that this film really has reminded people how much they want to see him on screen again. And it's a beautiful little speech. Then Angela Bassett won Best Supporting Actress for Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Very strong performance in that. And Michelle Yeoh from also Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Supporting Actress for a musical or comedy. See, it's weird. The Golden Globes, I wouldn't class that as a musical or comedy, but you know, they put them in those categories. So
in terms of precursor for the Oscars, is this kind of a guideline of what we might expect? We're definitely expecting Banshees of Inisherin, I think, to walk home with something.
I think so, yeah. I would be very surprised, and I think he's fantastic in it, Colin Farrell. Like, he's an actor who keeps surprising me.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of think, I know his tricks. I've seen him do stuff before. And in this film as well, it's like, oh, no, I've never seen him do what he's doing in this movie. And it's really good. So I'd be surprised. Certainly a nomination. I'd be surprised if he doesn't win it, really.
Yeah.
And then The Fabelmans, maybe just because everybody loves Spielberg.
Yeah.
Now, that's not out here until the 27th. So we'll tell you all about that when it's coming out in cinemas.
Yeah, absolutely. So moving to what is out. And this, I'm very intrigued about this. This is AI gone wrong in Megan.
Well, no, actually, before we talk about this film, we don't usually do adverts in the middle of the segment.
No, we
here,
don't.
But
no, we
I
don't.
Know that you're a busy parent.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a busy parent and, you know, childcare is an issue. I wanted you to make you aware of a brand new product that will be available on the market soon.
Okay.
So if you could play the clip there, please.
Okay, is this number two? Clip number two?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Studies indicate that a staggering 78% of a parent's time is spent dishing out the same basic instructions.
Oh my God, Katie, you have to flush the toilet. It is not that hard.
So we found someone else to pick up the slack.
Katie, flush the toilet. Wash your hands. Roll up your sleeves. Great job. It was my friend Jenny's birthday.
Megan's an excellent listener.
This guy told them that the 13th floor was haunted.
And she even has a few stories of her own.
If it was so, it might be. And if it were so, it would be. But as it isn't, it ain't. That's logic.
Said Tweedledee.
She'll never run out of ways to keep your child occupied. And she'll never run out of patience.
Katie, seriously, flush the toilet.
With Megan around, she'll take care of the little things so you can spend more time doing the things that matter.
Okay, I got to get me a Megan. I need a Megan in my life.
Okay, well, maybe you need to listen to what I have to say before you decide to purchase it. Okay. So Megan is, she's a marvel of artificial intelligence. She's a lifelike doll programmed to be your child's greatest companion and the parent's greatest helper. She's designed in this film by a brilliant toy company roboticist, because I didn't realize that toy companies had roboticists. Gemma, played by Get Out and Girls star Alison Williams. And Megan can listen and watch and learn as she becomes your child's best friend and teacher and playmate and protector. And she's bonded to your child. But Gemma suddenly becomes the caretaker of her orphaned 8-year-old niece, Katie, played by Violet McGraw. She's unprepared to be a parent. She's under pressure at work. So she decides she's going to take the prototype Megan that she has at work and bond it with Katie in an attempt to resolve her problems, essentially. So what we have here is essentially a creepy doll movie, because there's been a lot of creepy doll movies.
Oh, there has.
We've had Chucky, we've had Annabelle, yeah. We've had one called The Boy. But Megan literally is the next generation, okay? This is it's a PG-13 horror thriller from Blumhouse, who they really keep coming up with great kind of premises for horror movies. And the marketing campaign, I think a lot of people would have seen, maybe like there's a meme of Megan dancing. The creepy blonde robot.
Yes.
If you've not seen it, it's worth watching.
Yeah.
I think she's dancing to one of Fionn's Friday floor fillers, maybe. I don't know.
She is.
This film is produced and co-written by James Wan, who had also produced and directed, I think, Annabelle as well. So he knows how to do a creepy doll story. And it really has the makings, I think, of a cult hit. But it also, I was really surprised. Like, I really enjoyed this film, but I was really surprised. It had some really pointed commentary about kids spending too much time looking at screens or interacting with technology, and parents kind of allowing that to happen, if you like, because yeah, they're too busy, you know? And it's just anything to keep the kids quiet. But in this, you know, it's anything to keep the kids quiet. Maybe a psychotic AI doll is not a good idea.
But this is getting a thumbs up from you. It's in cinemas at the moment.
It is. Yeah, I mean, January is not, you kind of think horror, you don't think January. It's not really a horror. Like I say, it's PG-13. So,
okay.
I mean, part of me was kind of going, I would have liked a little more gore.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, but no, I really enjoyed it.
Fantastic, fantastic. So we're moving on to Empire of Light, which I haven't heard much about at all. This is another movie out in cinemas.
That's right, yeah, and this is couldn't be more different. So this is from director Sam Mendes, who his last film was 1917, which I really enjoyed, and it's kind of an autobiographical bit. It's kind of based on his mother. It's set in an English seaside town in the 80s in the UK, and it is about, like, apart from, it's the story of Hillary, played by Olivia Colman. Olivia Colman. Oh,
they're all good. Yeah, film. Yeah.
Oh, okay, they're good. Okay. And she works in a cinema. She's kind of, there's something that's happened in her past that we're not really quite aware of at the start, you know, but you know that she's a little bit fragile. She's officious. She refuses to watch any of the films.
Oh.
And she also has, she's like, well, I just work here. I don't want to watch the films because they'll make me feel things. And then she's also got a very, like, she's being preyed on by her boss, played by Colin Firth. But she has this relationship, or she's drawn to this relationship with a new employee, Michael Ward, played by Stephen. And they form a connection. So we have a little clip here.
Okay, here it is, Empire of Light.
Hillary, are you all right?
Stephen, tell me truthfully. Did I humiliate myself?
What?
Tell me, did I?
No, it wasn't humiliating. It was just intense. To be honest, I thought you were a bit of a hero.
That's very nice of you. Hard to believe. My dad used to take me fishing when I was little. We never caught any fish. And for years I just thought he was a bad fisherman. And then I realised it was something else, something quite simple. He didn't know where the fish were.
Sounds brilliant. It sounds really, really good. So, yeah, go on, sir.
I mean, the performances are terrific, as you would expect from this cast. Apart from Olivia Colman, Michael Ward, there's Colin Firth, as I said, Toby Jones is in there. It looks amazing because it's photographed by cinematographer Roger Deakins. There's parts of it that just don't really hang together. Mendes has put a little bit too much in there. Rather than focus, which I think he should have, on the relationship between Hillary and Stephen, or just kind of her story, he's kind of tried to put a little bit of politics and 80s Britain and Thatcherism in there as well. And it just doesn't really work. There's a lot of movies out this year by auteur directors that are odes to the power of cinema, if you like.
Yeah.
There's one called Babylon by Damien Chazelle coming up. One called Bardo that you can watch now on Netflix, and The Fabelmans, which, as I say, will be coming out at the end of the month. And I think he would have been better really just struggling on this woman's story as opposed to trying to put other things in. But it's still absolutely worth seeing, and worth seeing because of Olivia Colman's amazing performance in this. She might, I mean, despite the fact that I think there are problems with the movie, she might be in the running for a Best Actor Oscar.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Empire of Light, out in cinemas, worth the look. Okay, moving quickly to TV movies for the weekend. T.G. Cahir tonight at 9. We've mentioned this before, but it's always a good watch.
It's always, and it's one that I rewatch anytime it's on. You know, this is 1959's Rio Bravo, Howard Hawks Western, starring John Wayne, Dean Martin, Ricky Nelson. It's a film so good that Howard Hawks remade it as El Dorado in 1967. But it's a great great movie. And then on TG Carr as well, on Saturday at 10 past 10, The Grand Budapest Hotel. I had to put that in there. Wes Anderson's fantastic comedy drama. You've got, it's a young bellhop who's taken under the wing of the dashing concierge, Monsieur Gustave, played by Ralph Fiennes. It's a fantastic film. I mean, if you like Wes Anderson, I think it's one of his best. And then Saturday on BBC One at 5 to 12, 5 before midnight, This Is Spinal Tap.
Oh, classic.
I think one of the first mockumentary, yeah, probably.
All the way back in 1984. Fantastic.
Yeah, and one of the best. Rob Reiner directs it. Michael McKean, Christopher Guest. It's great. And then finally, Sunday on Channel 4 at 11:30, Choose Life, Choose a Washing Machine, Choose to Watch Trainspotting, because Danny Boyle's drama based on Irving Welsh's novel starring Ewan McGregor and Robert Carlyle and Ewan Bremner is fantastic.
It really is. So tell us, who was our mystery voice this week?
It was the amazing, soon to be, I don't know if she, but she will be a dame at some stage, Olivia Colman.
Fantastic. They're all getting it. We will pick a winner for those tickets very, very shortly. Niall, as always, thank you so much for jam-packed Real Reviews. We'll chat to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloane Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloane.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.